I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. They're Ken and Lisa on the streets, but Joe and Melissa in the sheets. It's Watch What Happens Live with Rebecca Romaine and Jerry O'Connell now. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse, filling up my love tank with a co-viewing couple that is so dedicated to Bravo, they chartered their own family van to get here. From Star Trek Discovery on CBS All Access, it's Rebecca Romaine, everybody. Looking gorgeous. And say hi to her husband and fellow Bravo super fan, Jerry O'Connell. Yes. You can catch Jerry on Carter when it returns for season 2 on WGN America. And Jerry and Rebecca, hold on to your friskilas because we have some surprise guests stopping by all night long. We're so excited about these surprise guests that we didn't even get a bartender. I want to get started by reminding you guys there are just 2 more days until the Xtina experience. Join us Thursday when Christina Aguilera will be in the clubhouse. You guys are huge Below Deck fans,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Very big.
Just saw the finale. Was it satisfying for you?
So satisfying. Below Deck is my Downton Abbey. I love everything about it. I love Kate. I love Captain Lee. I love all those South African deckhands who pronounce it dickhands.
Yes.
I love that. Like, I love everything about that. Yes.
Well, guess what? Because of your devotion, we have a sneak peek of the reunion. Next week, things get heated when Riley talks about the sexual tension on deck. Here you go. How much sexual tension was there between you and Chandler?
Are you kidding me? I am not at all, never was attracted to Chandler.
How much sexual tension was there between you and Ross?
You know what's really funny about all this is that every one of them had problems with me, and every one of them, except for Chandler, came to me for loving.
Wow, I can't wait. More, please.
What about Riley's attitude?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
I gotta say, it was really funny when Riley found some love and was like suddenly like in an amazing mood. And like,
know.
You know, there was a skip in her step.
And... Yeah, she's a fiery Alaskan redhead, short-tempered firecracker who got some love in and calmed her way down.
You know what?
She's super hot, though, I gotta say.
Yeah, she's super hot.
Yeah.
She is super hot.
Beautiful.
What do you got there?
Oh, Andy.
Yes.
First of all, we're so happy you're gonna be a daddy.
Thank you. Thank you.
There are 2 things here. The first thing is kind of a baby gift party foul.
Okay.
Because I made this 2 weeks ago, and then 2 of my favorite guests of yours,
Chrissy Teigen, Milk Shotsky.
Another baby Shotsky.
This is so cute, but you know what? Like, I could put this in his room or something.
Yes, you've got a pair of baby Shotsky.
I love it that you gave me the same thing as Johnny.
Well, you know, I love it that we all had the same idea.
I do too. You guys are so John and Chrissy. It's hilarious. I mean, you know, I'm not the first one to say that, I'm sure.
And then this is something that we made. It's actually a two-parter. You got to just give it a little reveal here. All right, here's the baby one. There you go. That's your primary. Okay.
Oh my God, the primary.
And then this is gonna be Captain Andy one.
Oh my God. Oh my God. This is literally a onesie that I can wear.
Yes.
Are you freaking kidding me?
I
am full on doing this Instagram picture. Like,
good.
No question. This is awesome. I'm wearing this like tonight. Rebecca and Jerry came for your questions, but before you get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. Thank you. First, Jerry and Rebecca are such huge Below Deck fans that late at night when Rebecca says, "Baby, I want to see your preference sheet," she actually means she wants to see his preference sheet. So here's what, it's time for them to make some rulings on all the unruliness this season with Below Deck, on Below Deck with Call It Like You See It. Here are some things to get you in the mood. Thoughts on how Kate manages her stews.
Oh, I think Kate suffers no fools. She smells blood, and I think Caroline, she smelled blood there, and that did not work out
well.
Too
harsh on Caroline and Laura?
A little harsh, but with Laura, Laura stood up to her, and I think Kate liked it.
Thoughts on Riley's crazy temper this season?
You know, the only time it really sort of freaked me out and I thought it became violent and dangerous is when they were in the van with Vahine. Yes, that was the French lady who was Ashton, the Dickens girlfriend from the nightclub that they met. And that's the only time I saw her become sort of a little scarily violent. But other than that, I enjoyed it.
I forgot to give you your hats. Here.
Yeah,
those are cute. Thoughts on Adrian always making sexual comments to Laura. Is it innocent?
This is crazy.
Poor Adrian. You know, I think that Adrian is the most amazing chef. I can tell he pours his all into his meals. I want to eat every single thing he makes. But he...
His jokes
are inappropriate.
You're looking for your charcuterie meat? You want your charcuterie meat?
I'm sorry,
you want your charcuterie? Your charcuterie meat. It's over here. Here's your charcuterie. There's your charcuterie meat. Some almonds and maybe some dried apricot. You like that? Charcuterie.
I wanted Laura to turn around every time and go, Adrian, time's up. Like, okay. I don't know, maybe whatever Caribbean islands he's from, maybe the Me Too movement hasn't happened there.
Maybe he doesn't have, like, he became the Harvey Weinstein of the My Sienna in, like, a night. But by the way, in his defense, I think he saw that maybe, like, Laura was going to hook up with Ashton, and he thinks that's what men act like. So I don't think he's a predator. I just think he's not well informed.
Oh, good. Thoughts on Tyler taking Riley out on the date and then simultaneously dumping her while still on the date?
Why'd he do that? That was unnecessary.
Rebecca was livid when she was watching
thoughts
that.
Thoughts on Ashton and Laura's budding relationship and them leaving together to travel. Will it last?
I can't wait for the reunion. That's what a reunion's all about.
Yes.
I can't wait.
You will find out. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Second, remember a few months ago when we all had to eat kale because it was a huge romaine lettuce recall? Well, as heirs to the romaine fortune, it affected my guest, Rebecca Romaine, and her husband deeply. Here's what, Rebecca and Jerry, it's time for another romaine recall. But instead of lettuce, I'll give you some people, places, and things. Tell us, you will both tell us if they can stay with us in 2019 or if we should recall them like they're ripe with E. coli. Okay. Do you want to recall the New England Patriots being in the Super Bowl again?
You know, you got very excited last time Tom Brady came back from that Super Bowl, and my wife has never watched a football game in her life, but enough is enough. They cannot win any more Super Bowls. It's crazy.
Do you want to recall Danielle being a bridezilla this season?
Yes, let's recall that.
Okay.
I don't think so. I think Danielle is having a great season, and I'd love to see her back on Bravo.
Do you want to recall the Meghan Markle versus Kate Middleton alleged feud?
You know, we're Americans. Team Megan for us, always.
Do you want to recall Portia sharing her toothbrush with Dennis?
We share a toothbrush.
Oh, so that's cute.
I can't believe you just said that out loud.
Do you want to recall Josiah's gold Speedo?
More Josiah's gold Speedo, please.
Thank you very much. Jerry and Rebecca. Finally, a troll named Janet recently went after Jerry's eyebrows online, saying they were, quote, the worst of any actor in Hollywood, to which Jerry responded by doing this. Wow. Okay, here's what. While the eyebrow threading was a hoax, the tweezer sash she's about to encounter is not. Jerry, I'm going to ask you trivia questions about Rebecca. For every incorrect answer, I get to pluck you, and let me squeeze in between you to ask these questions.
Oh, my God,
okay,
Jerry.
If Rebecca could be...
First of all, are you licensed, Andy?
Yes. If Rebecca could be best friends with any Vanderpump Rules cast member, who would she pick?
Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
Are you good? No, go for the eyebrow. Come on. I thought that's what we're
Who
doing.
Would she pick?
Vanderpump Rules. I would say probably Lisa Vanderpump.
No, Stassi.
Oh, Stassi follows her on Instagram. Yeah.
That was a big one.
Okay. Who was Rebecca's first celebrity crush as a girl?
John Stamos.
Jerry.
Oh, Steve Martin. Oh, Steve Martin. Martin.
What was the last thing Rebecca got mad at you for doing?
Oh, I'm so scared now. Leaving the cabinet open.
No, you were complaining about your hip and being slow while you were chasing your runaway
dog. No, wait, hold on a second. Get some of my back hair.
Oh,
I have my
back hair right
there. Okay, one more. What was Rebecca's first acting gig?
A TV movie where she played Hugh Hefner's wife.
Sweetie, it was Friends. Give me
Jerry,
your
you don't know me at all.
Okay, okay. Well, just do the nip. Just do it.
You get it.
Get it, get it, get it.
Thank you for playing. Wow. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, who's at the door?
Somebody's here.
Oh, my God, it's Erica.
Oh my gosh, Andy's having a baby!
Andy, like, just talk to him like a person. You know, like, just because a baby doesn't mean you have to be like goo goo gaga.
Hey, rubber ducky, what does PhD stand for? Pretty huge duck.
I got you something, Andy. Now don't give it back.
Oh my God.
I love it. Thank you. That was Amy Phillips and some Real Housewives with some very special messages. New season of Beverly Hills starts February 12th. We're so excited.
Are you excited?
Yes.
I'm so excited.
It's going to be good.
I like your Versace dress.
Yeah. Did you notice?
I did. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Is that new Versace?
I think it was fall collection, but yeah, I'm just getting around to wearing it.
Oh, I like it.
Finally.
Rebecca,
did you have a question?
I have a question. Yes. How did Denise Richards do?
I really like her. Yes. She's very cool. And the last time I saw these two, we were sweating our asses off
at
Denise's
wedding
in Malibu.
Oh, right.
No, we were, I was having
sweating.
A meltdown.
Yes.
Oh, wow, so you guys know each other
yes,
from your
wedding. Yes, we had a nice time.
Wow, yes, and the wedding is on the show.
Yes,
everybody.
It is.
Yes. Wow, was that surreal for you two
it
to be?
It was very surreal.
You,
yeah.
To be at a full cast
yes.
Beverly Hills Housewives
I think they
shoot.
Saw it ripped the, you know, the veil off.
We sort of felt like we had to give you guys your space because.
What are you talking about? We loved having you. That was so much fun to see you guys.
Well, you know, when some drama was going down, we really felt like we were like almost like sort of like we didn't want to seem like we were like trying
watching
to get in the
show.
Middle of action
yeah,
or
right.
Like,
yeah,
getting
yeah
in
exactly.
There.
And
we
also,
oh my God.
First wig?
Oh my God, I love it! A pink wig for the baby!
Baby
this
wig.
Is awesome! Oh, have a seat!
Great!
Thank you so much!
Wow, have a seat, Nene.
Let me see.
Nene, have you ever met Erica Jane?
You're yes, we have.
Ever. You know I've
yeah.
met Erica.
Oh my God,
yes,
you
have. These beautiful people yes. here. Rebecca. Oh my God. look at Gary.
Oh my God, baby's first wig. This is awesome.
This is the best.
It's really cute.
I love it. Now, does it matter that he's a boy? No.
No, honey, he can play with that.
I got to tell you something. This wig moves, Nene.
Moves and shakes, honey.
Yes, just
take
like Nene.
Take it out.
It's color coordinated with Erica, either of you have a question for Leeks? I mean, who just walked
Ooh,
in?
Oh, I have some.
Yeah, okay.
I'm afraid of questions.
Really?
No, she's not.
Go ahead, girl.
What would you think about Phaedra ever coming back?
I think it's great for Phaedra to come back. I've been rooting for her to come back.
Oh.
Yeah. There you go.
Will Marlo ever get a peach?
Yeah.
Oh, I know. I heard you say that before. I don't know if Marlo would get a peach. I know that people think that I do all the casting and make all the decisions. That happens to be a lie.
You mean you don't?
I actually do not. I don't know why I get that label, but it's actually Andy. Ask him.
Let's go to Darlene in Houston. Hey, Darlene, what's your question for Rebecca
Hi,
Romaine?
Andy.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Rebecca and Jerry, do you think Teresa should divorce Joe if he gets deported?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Oh.
I think it's really nice to see how Trey, yeah, that's what I call her, Trey, is standing by Joe. And I'm very proud of Teresa and sort of everything that she's going through, and I think she's handling it like a champ. I don't like to see people get divorced. No, I don't think
I don't like
get
to
divorced.
See people get divorced either, but I don't know.
Divorce is needed.
Sometimes divorce.
Oh, Nene, you say divorce is needed.
That's why we have it.
Nene, am I to take it that you think that if he gets deported, they should get divorced?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
I think that she should divorce him if she's not happy.
That's right.
Okay.
If she's happy in love, that means she should stand by him.
Okay. Nene, was that OG's night fun for you? Was it fun to be with the OG's?
Oh, my God. It was so fun. And you surprised the shit out of us. We thought you were about to say, I quit my job or something.
You did think I was going to quit, right?
Yeah. I don't know how you kept that a secret.
It was yeah.
We love that you told it to us.
Yeah, I loved that.
That was awesome.
Too.
It was really
Let's
special.
Go to Erica from Georgia. Hey, Erica, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Super big fan. Congratulations on becoming a dad.
Thank you.
You're welcome. My question is for Rebecca. When was the last time you spoke to Yolanda Hadid after your little Twitter spat about the next generation of models? And what are your thoughts about the new generation of models now?
I have not spoken to Yolanda at all since then. But I have nothing but admiration and respect for Yolanda and her very, very hardworking daughters. This new generation of models, they're working their butts off. They're working their butts off as hard as any models have ever worked. How they got there is different than how models in the past got there.
Right.
Yeah.
I've nothing but respect and admiration for them. And for Yolanda.
Well done. Rebecca Romaine for Senate. Are you still in touch with Yolanda?
Yeah, the last time we spoke was Christmas.
Yeah.
Yes.
And how's she doing?
She's, struggling a little bit, but
with
I also
Lyme
saw
disease?
Her over the summer, but she's, yeah. I love Yolanda.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God, it's another doorbell. Chef from Southern Charm, guys.
Wow.
You know what? This audience tonight thought they were coming to just, they're getting a lot.
I can already tell.
Yes. Oh, my God, this is so cute. Wow.
How are you?
He should wear a pink wig when he plays hockey.
I know he should wear a pink wig. It's not hockey. These are golf
clubs.
Oh, my God.
See, that challenge sports wise?
That's hilarious.
The truth is yes.
That's amazing. I love that. Good to see you, Shep.
You too, man.
Oh, my God.
Man.
I've been seeing some interesting posts from the Southern Charmers. I'm excited for your next season.
Yeah, we just wrapped, and it's going to be tantalizing, to say the least.
Wow.
Yeah.
Rebecca, you got anything for Shep?
Oh, Shep, I know you're a man about town. Anything about Andy's new situation that's inspiring you to possibly settle down?
Uh-huh. I thought you had a girl that you wanted me to.
I was excited.
Let's talk about that.
Might.
Well, yeah, one begets the other.
That's right.
Yes, that's right.
So you want me to start with hooking you up with somebody?
Yeah, start with your Rolodex, and then we'll move from there.
Yeah. Okay. That was a non-answer answer.
Yeah, right. I know. Yeah. I feel like I'm in Mecca.
I love it! I'm a sin! This is a baby gold chain from Reza. These are the best presents ever. Reza, it's so good to see you.
Dude, I'm so happy to see you.
I have to tell you, I've been wanting to reach out to you because the whole time at the Shaw's reunion, we were talking about MJ's baby and she was pregnant, and then I'm grilling him and when are you gonna do it?
Hello.
And he's telling me all about it, and I wanted to tell you so bad.
Oh my God, I kind of felt
like a con that I wasn't telling you.
My mom is like, see, even Andy is having a baby. Yeah, right.
Any news on yours?
I mean, we're trying to get over the marital issues we were having, but hopefully somewhere in the very near future.
Okay, good. Very good. How fun is it for you being on Star Trek right now? I mean, you're wearing the jumpsuit and
yes,
the whole thing.
Yes, it's amazing. It's a dream come true. I play Number One, who was from the very first series from the 60s.
Yeah.
She was played by Gene Roddenberry's wife, who created Star Trek. Mm-hmm. And It was emotional for me. I used to watch it with my mom when I was a kid.
Rebecca wears a brunette wig.
Yeah, I'm a brunette.
It's crazy.
Erica's responding to that.
Yes.
Well, I'm friends with William Shatner on Twitter.
Oh, there you go.
I am. He retweets how many and so. So yeah, hey.
By the way, seeing Nina and Reza sitting next to each other makes me want to know what's going on with your feud. Is it over?
Oh,
yes.
It was over that night. We went to dinner.
You did.
We totally did.
Okay, so you two are good.
And as soon as I got here, I was like, please take me to Miss Leek's dressing room stat.
Yes.
And
you kissed her large
cocktail
ring.
I kissed the ring.
Yes.
We should have kissed one of my big toes.
We had chats.
Yeah. Okay,
very good.
We chatted, yes.
Oh, nice. Now, Chef.
It's unbelievable, everyone. I didn't know NeNe won the Super Bowl.
Is this a Super Bowl ring?
Yes.
Wow. I want to thank you guys so much. It's been such a fun night full of surprises. Rebecca, Jerry, Erica, Chef, NeNe, Reza. Oh, my God. What a night. Rebecca Romijn from Star Trek Discovery. New episodes drop Thursdays on CBS All Access. Jerry O'Connell stars in Carter. It was just picked up for a second season. WGN America. Erica Jane is on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. It comes back to Bravo. 12th. It's an amazing season. Of course, Sheppy just wrapped a season of Southern Charm. Can't wait to see that. He's still single, but we're working on it. You can catch NeNe Leakes, the tastiest peach in Atlanta, on The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Saturdays, every Saturday on Bravo.
Every
Sunday on Bravo. Last but not least, Reza, are you still shooting the next season of Shaw's?
No, we
wrapped.
We wrapped.
Oh, I can't wait to see it. Reza Farahan from the Shaw's of Sunset. So fun having you guys here. I love all these baby gifts you brought. They're hilarious. I can't wait to get in my Captain Andy onesie.
And it's a snap crotch.
Yes. Oh, it's a snap crotch. I love a snap crotch.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I'll never look at a snap crotch the same way. How old is your son, Erica?
26.
Wow.
Yes.
What? Wow. Any chance we're ever going to see this guy on the show?
Not. Really? I don't think so. Yeah. No, he has a private life. He's a police officer, so,
Yeah.
I respect that.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, absolutely.
But as hot as she is, we're dying to know,
how
hot is the sun?
He looks just like me, but a boy.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What housewife do we think we could set Sheppy up with? What do we think
about...
Well,
single.
Shep is single. Well, no, Gina from Orange County. She's recently single.
She's pretty hot.
Kelly Dodd.
Kelly Dodd, wow. I don't know if Sheppy can handle Kelly Dodd.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah.
I'm fragile.
I know. She might literally
she might run you through.
Run him over. Any thoughts?
Well, okay. I have a thought. Oh, okay. I mean, Marlo. She
yes, Marlo. I like it. Yeah, Jerry, what do you think? Sheppy and Marlo?
I'm going to really try and go deep here. Sheppy and Marlo?
With Hannah on Below Deck.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah, but we're on to Marlo. Go about Marlo. I like Marlo.
You make a Marlo, honey.
Yes. Yeah, Marlo and Shep. I got to tell you, I would watch that show.
Oh, I would too.
It has to be on the show. God damn, everything has to.
Yes.
Absolutely.
It's not being filmed. It didn't happen.
What about Gigi Golnessa?
Whoa. If you think Kelly, if he can't handle Kelly Dodd,
yeah, right.
He
yeah,
can
that's
handle
true.
Gigi.
I think you're right. I think you might be right.
Oh my God, Reza, would you be offended if Jerry did his perfect impression of Reza?
No, not at all. I
oh my God,
it.
Come on, Jerry.
Oh, please.
Rebecca, this is not our living room, first of all. you know, I do a Reza imitation, and it's like, I don't need my mustache this season, bitch. Yeah, I just want to say, the present I gave to Andy is real gold, bitch.
I can't decide about that impression. I
guess.
I don't know. It's amazing.
I love it.
Yeah. Jerry, do you do any good. Other impressions you want to tell us?
Below Deck, everyone saw Below Deck. I love to do Josiah, who is obviously not the dickhead, but what do we call him? He's a stew.
Yeah.
Yes, I do a Josiah.
Josiah doesn't have an accent, Jerry.
Yes, he does. He's from England. Yes, he does.
Oh, I see. I hear it. Yes, you're right.
Josiah. Yeah. I guess I do an Ishtin, too. Ross. Yeah, I do Ross. This is Ross, too. Like, Riley, stop yelling at me. And why don't you take orders? No, that's not very good.
That's not very good. That's terrible.
All right, let me go to... Okay, I put him on the spot. Let's go to Jody from Washington. Hey, Jody, what's your question?
It's the after show. Come on.
It's perfect.
My question's for Rebecca and Jerry.
Okay.
Who's been the one housewife that you've met in the wild that's been the most disappointing?
Oh.
Don't you dare.
No.
I'm happy to open this up to the entire group, if anyone can think
of
it.
I do have to say, we do have one story that is a little bit disappointing, and you have to decide whether you're going to say the name, and you're going to know who I'm talking about. But we went to an event of Andy's, and this housewife was there, and we were so excited to meet her.
I think I know exactly who you're talking about.
And she completely ignored, like, we went up to her, and we were a little bit like we were with all of you tonight, like, oh my gosh, how are you? It's so nice to meet you. And they were, and now we were.
I'm very comfortable sharing who it was.
We need
and
a
was,
name.
She was, it was very
her
early
Her initials
on,
are?
Brandy Glanville.
And she was, now listen, in Brandy's defense, I was freaking out upon seeing her. I was like,
I mean, Jerry
out.
Was just being Jerry.
So she right. may have yes. thought I was a fan and like wanted to call security. But Rebecca was there, and she was a little rude to
Well,
us.
It was when she was having stuff with Kim Richards, and yeah. I was siding with Brandy at the time, and I just wanted to, like, say, hey, girl, and she totally wanted nothing to do with us. Like, totally wanted nothing, ghosted us.
Oh, my God, that's amazing. Any of the others of you, anything? Reza?
You know I need to keep my mouth shut is what I need to be doing.
You already told your Nini story.
That's long right. in the past.
Long ago.
I do have a story very recent. I was in Minnesota hawking my wares, and I see a poster, and I'm like, oh, my God, Heather. And everyone there was like, and it's not Dubrow, it's the other one. They're like, she is the biggest C that has ever walked these...
Heather from New York?
Yes. They really? Said she was beyond foul. So.
Ooh. Who's Heather okay. from New York?
I don't know.
It was Heather Thompson.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Oh.
Oh. Wow. Surprised to hear that. Okay, let's go to Darla from Iowa. Hey, Darla, what's your question?
Kisses, Andy. And I just want to say the clubhouse sounds like it's blown up tonight in LA.
It is. What's your question?
Jerry.
Okay.
Jerry, what did you think about Lisa Vanderpump firing James from Sir, and what would you have done if you were in her shoes?
Well, it was super funny, first of all. Anytime James is, like, getting fired, it's just, I can't. Oh, don't do this, Lisa. I need this, please. James should have been fired. In any other place of work, he would have been fired for those things he said. And He needs to be, look, this is like, I love these James storylines. He needs to be woken up. He needs to be shooken awake. And he seems to be going in the right direction now. So we're very proud of him, you know? But listen, I really, Rebecca and I, every Tuesdays, we go to See You Next Tuesdays. We love this party. That's a joke. We've never been there. We have kids and stuff.
NeNe, what's coming up on this season of Atlanta that you're excited about?
Oh, my God. There's a lot coming up on this season of Atlanta. You know, there's a lot of things that Greg is doing that you guys will be surprised to know about.
Yeah.
So that's coming up. Look how, look, he's looking at me like, what?
The Tokyo trip. I think it's interesting that you all, you come together this season more than in seasons past. And I know that was something you really responded to.
Yeah, I love this season. It's one of my favorite seasons. I think it was a lot of sisterhood, and I love that. And we were there for each other.
That's my favorite.
All right, let's go to Mary from Washington. Hey, Mary, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, love you. Very happy for you and your new journey.
Thanks.
My question is, in honor of your new baby, who is your favorite Bravo child of all time? I think I know your answer, though.
My favorite Bravo what? Child of all time?
Child.
Oh, yes. Wow. We can...
Child?
Oh, my God.
That's
weird.
That's a tough one to answer.
I know. That is a tough one. I have to say that...
probably Phaedrus.
Melania Giudice has given us a lot of laughs. I have to say, Phaedra's son, like, Aiden is so cute. Yeah. And he and I have a very special connection. Yeah. He's so cute.
He's super cute.
And I have a very sweet affinity for Vicky's kids because I've known them the longest of everybody.
Wow.
And I think that her kids turned out really great. Like, I think it's a great... And I will say this, and it was one of the things that touched me about that night that I told all the OGs, oh, I'm expecting, and then that, and heard from all the other housewives, that they're all moms, and they're all great moms, and they all will put everything, every piece of petty bullshit aside for their kids. And that's very clear, and they always... That's the thing that always, you can say a lot about a lot of them, but you can't say any of them are not fiercely protective of their kids and great moms.
Yeah.
So I really respect that. Let's go to Diane from Philadelphia. Hey, Diane, what's your question?
Hi, Papa Andy. My question is for Rebecca. Have you heard anything about an Ugly Betty revival since the whole cast wants it to happen?
I keep hearing that.
We all wish that would happen. Nothing so far, but, you know, we can all keep hoping.
We can all keep hoping and praying. Shep, you were at Dave Grohl's birthday party the other night?
Yeah.
How was that?
It was pretty cool. That's why I'm out here. I got invited to it. Their guitarist is a big fan of the show, and his wife is, and I went and met them at London backstage at this amazing concert, and got to meet Beck and all these amazing people.
Sheppy is always living his best life.
Really?
I will say.
Yes.
I fall ass backwards into things, man.
Yes,
I don't know how
good.
It happens, but I end up having a good time all the time.
Shep, I compare to a big golden retriever, which is good.
I want Dave to come on your show.
Want him to come on my show, too. I really do.
He's the funniest guy.
He's so funny. We'll keep trying. Let's go to Christy from Texas. Last call of the night. Hey, Christy, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, first of all, mazel to you and walk on the baby. And hi, NeNe. Love you. Reza, Erica, love y'all all. but my question's for both Rebecca and Jerry. What's the biggest Bravo-related fight the two of you have ever gotten into, and are y'all allowed to watch new episodes without each other?
Oh, I know what it is. On the way to Denise's wedding. Remember, we thought we were late?
Right.
Because...
I almost died at that wedding.
We were so hot at that wedding.
That's what I'm saying. It was like a heat stroke.
I had a last-second dress change because we were late and we were rushing.
This is a fight.
And Jerry was like... angrily zipping up. It was anger zipping. It was anger zipping my dress, and my zipper busted.
Oh,
and so the dress
God.
Was like, I was like, I don't have anything to wear. There's nothing I can do. And he was like, he's like, then I'm going without you. And he like stormed down the front stairs, and then he came back. He's like, all right, find something else.
I do have to admit, like, first of all, this couch right here, this is our Christmas card. I just want you to know. This
right?
is my Christmas
Definitely.
Card. This is it. Merry Christmas from the O'Connells. but secondly, we were going to that wedding, and it was another highlight of my life. And Rebecca was, we were not going to be on time. And I thought for sure it was going to start right on time.
No.
There was
no.
like a filming thing.
I believe
that was
there were
happening.
2 hours that
nothing
went by.
In Housewife.
No. And I was like, Rebecca, we have to go. We have to go right now. Rebecca was like, zip me up. And I was like, and the whole thing just split.
And then were you late?
No.
We were a touch late, but then it didn't start for
another hour and a half.
Wait, we stood in the sun for 2 hours.
Oh, God.
Love you, yeah. Denise.
It was beautiful. It was
hated the sun for 2 hours.
Right, it was beautiful.
Right. It was gorgeous.
Yes.
It was amazing.
Well, you're all gorgeous, and you're all gorgeous to show up and do this. I absolutely love it. What a thrill having you all here. I know these guys loved it. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients. Popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.